Hello and welcome to today's episode of High Tech. I'm your host, Crazy, and today we'll be talking about rumors that are floating around regarding the next iPhone, the end of Facebook, and more. Mark Cunliffe posted an article on Lad Bible stating a big claim. A claim made by analyst Ming-Chi Kuo that the next iPhone will have a screen size of 6.7 inches as well as support 5G. The fact that Apple is making a 6.7 inch phone screen isn't in of itself very important, but rather that more and more companies are making such big phones. By 2020, which is when the newest iPhone will be released, it will be a standard for all phones to be at least that size. Now with the disadvantages out of the way, let's talk about the positives of this new phone. One will be gaming. You could, quote, be playing Fortnite on the bus to work or FIFA on the train home, end quote. You could watch your favorite TV shows at higher resolutions. You could also have bigger keyboards to type texts on. But is a bigger phone really better? We've already seen this done on Samsung's Galaxy S10 5G and OnePlus's 7 Pro when rounded. But does that give more advantages than disadvantages? Next up is some Samsung news regarding the Note 10. A Chinese Samsung engineer claims that the Note 10 will supposedly have a, quote, three-stage variable aperture, f1.5, f1.8, and f2.4. This camera will allow all of the picture to be taken with a more shallow depth sensor, and because of the, quote, narrower aperture keeps more of the scene in focus, end quote. The three-stage variable aperture will enable more light capturing capabilities, while also offering a, quote, deeper depth of field, end quote. Is Samsung making the right choice? In this era, we have night mode, 48 megapixel cameras, and more. So will they be able to compete? Facebook's end is near. At least their employees believe so. A Facebook moderator known as Keith Utley died because of a heart attack. Reasons for his death are rumored to be caused by moderating Facebook, filtering hate speech, and child pornography. Due to an extensive amount of information, there will be more on this in a later episode. We're seeing experimental tools and smartphones that monitor your breathing, constantly checking for cardiac arrest. Dr. Jacob Sunshine, assistant professor of anesthesiology and pain medicine at the University of Washington School of Medicine, says he, quote, thinks that's super exciting, end quote. Sunshine and his colleagues are using machine learning with Amazon Alexa, an iPhone 5, and a Samsung Galaxy S4 to detect agonal breathing, the gasping sounds 50% of people make when they have a cardiac emergency. And, surprisingly, from 6 meters away, they caught 97% of agonal breathing. There is a trending r/AskReddit post asking what the most overrated person in history is. The top comment is Waldo, quote, why should anyone even care to search for him? He's done nothing, end quote. The next is Douglas MacArthur, Henry VII, and so on. A link to this post will be in the description, where you too can participate in this big event. This has been Crazy on High Tech News. Thanks for listening, and see you next episode.